Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 26th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a quarter cent, closing at 348 three quarters. May wheat down 11 cents, closing at 569. May beans down a penny and a quarter at 880 and a quarter. The crude oil closed down $1.89 a barrel. The dollar was down 154 ticks. That's a penny and a half at 99.45. First time we've been back under a buck. Interesting day. The exports were super. Looks like a case of good exports, lousy closes, particularly in the beans and the wheat. And corn only a quarter cent higher, considering the exports not very good. Again, the exports this morning were 1.1 million metric tons, old crop and new crop on the wheat. Mostly old crop, corn 1.8 and beans 904. So good numbers, but the market's broke anyway. I don't know if it was just kind of we've gotten a little overextended in the beans and the wheat. We got up to some good resistance areas and backed off. I don't think it means much in the long run. We still think we have problems down in Argentina and Brazil in terms of getting grains loaded and sent out. Apparently, the truckers continue to have some problems and they're being checked for the coronavirus. So I still think there's some supply problems out there. There really wasn't a whole lot of fresh news out here. The Dow Jones was about 800-900 points higher the last time I looked. Again, it's kind of opposite from the fundamentals. The jobless rate came out at 3.3 million. Toward the high end of expectations, and still the stock market looks like it's going to close decent. I'm not sure it's going to last, but we'll have to see. I think the stock market ran into some good resistance up around 22,200. Really, not a lot out here. The same old problems exist. Ethanol for the corn. The beans have held in here pretty good today. Only closing a penny and a quarter lower, penny and a half lower, whatever it was. And, you know, there'll be resistance at $8.91, again at $9. Hopefully we can get there by the end of the week. But I think on these rallies in corn and wheat, if you haven't made cash sales, we'd certainly look to buy some put options to protect the downside out here. As far as corn goes, we've had puts on, taking good money out of them. Still have puts on if you're just coming late to the table. As much as I hate to protect 350 corn out here, I think you guys need to do something. There are some relatively inexpensive puts that may give you a little bit of a safety net out here. So give us a call if we can be of any help out here. Phone number is 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.